Okay, I see that we have 15 more minutes to this honorable gathering. So, would it be a good idea if we sat together a little bit for to end the evening? Just yeah. And to me, there's an aspect of this of being together. You know, sometimes we meditate, we close our eyes, and it's me in my mind. You know, everybody disappears, but see if it resonates for you. But to me, particularly with this group, with us, like I actually want to know that we're together, but we're here together. Maybe it's just this exploring. What's the difference between doing meditation and being? That's also a switch of value that happens, I find, through practice, is we start to value being over doing. But maybe first it has to be an exploration. Because many of us, we don't even know that being has value. We've been taught. It's supposed to be one of the features of white culture, efficiency, doing things. You know, we've been taught that that's where the value is. So we take a moment to explore what could be the value of just being. Just being together, just being queer. That's enough. Just being. I have found the greatest value in becoming aware that I'm sensitive, becoming aware of a sense experience in real time. Maybe the greatest value in that for me. Discovering that this being is touched, constantly touched by gravity, by temperature, by silence or sounds, and by ideas and moods coming from inside. Constantly touched in some way by things beautiful, by things disturbing, and by things nor beautiful nor disturbing. Ideas cross the mind. Breath comes and goes, constantly touched. Just awake to the sensitivity happening. Even if nothing seems to be happening or nothing is happening, that's something we can be sensitive to, or we are sensitive to. Sometimes things are intense inside of us. We're sensitive to that. Sometimes things are calm or spacious. Sensitive to that. Some things there, sometimes they're neutral, not much. We're touched by that too, constantly touched by light, temperature, sound, vibration, or silence, and ideas, memories, moods of the heart. Sometimes there is benevolence or friendliness in there. It's good, we can recognize it, it's helpful. Sometimes it's absent, of course. Sometimes it can be invited. What if there was some friendliness, benevolence, goodwill, tenderness in there? Sometimes it can be invited and it appears. To some degree, and sometimes, no, not just now, not possible. And we can, if we want, take a moment to think of all the LGBTQI2S folks alive now around the planet, sending wishes of well-being to the two-spirited, to the trans people, the intersex people, non-binary, the bisexual, lesbians and gays, same gender loving, that they be safe, that they be well inside, that they be seen and respected and honored. All those that are young, those that are elders, those about to die, those about to be born, may all the queer beings in this universe be safe, be well. And gratitude to our ancestors, our queer ancestors. Made space for us, created a culture, who fought for us, who celebrated their life and expressed it. All of our ancestors, we draw on their courage and we live fully to honor them. And may the queer Dharma be well and alive. May all beings be well and free. Okay, siblings, wish you a very good night. Thank you so much, Andrea, for being there. Thank you to Jeannie out there somewhere. We'll find each other, many of us, I think, tomorrow morning at what is 9:30 at least in Saskatoon, in Saskatchewan. And we'll have a full day of practice. That's amazing. And if you're not with us, you will be with us in thoughts. And and if you're on retreat now like me, wow, that's the opportunity. You know, you have the community, the whole Sangha. We're practicing together now. So although we're all, each one in our own little world, you know, when we close the screen or hang up the phone, you know, we're pillars for each other. We're keeping the practice alive wherever we are, because we know we're all doing this together. So we're supporting and supported by each other. So what form will this take? Maybe walking a little bit more slowly in the house, or being more present as we move objects, toothbrush, toothpaste, paste, and other devices of our daily lives. So just being there within the contact, and present, or present to, you know, the light or the sounds in the room where you are, or in the house where you live. Being attuned with the environment and interested, curious about your beautiful and queer experience. Okay, thank you so much. Good night.
Merci, bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.